Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
According to the Pentagon, China has deployed anti-ship missiles, surface-to-air missile systems, and electronic jammers in a series of disputed islands in the South China Sea region that are claimed by Malaysia, Philippines, and Vietnam, as well as China. China itself announced it also landed a bomber aircraft on a South China Sea island. Defense Department spokesperson Marine Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Logan said in a statement that the United States has strong evidence of China's continued militarization of the disputed Spratly Islands region, including the anti-ship missiles and surface-to-air missile systems. While China, he noted, has maintained that the construction of the islands is to ensure safety at sea, navigation assistance, search and rescue, fisheries protection, and other non-military functions, the placement of these weapon systems is only for military use. Lieutenant Colonel Logan said that China's continued militarization of disputed features in the South China Sea only serves to raise tensions and destabilize the region. As an initial response to China's continued militarization of the South China Sea, we have disinvited the People's Liberation Army from the 2018 Rim of the Pacific, known as RIMPAC, exercise. This followed a warning from the White House in early May that there would be consequences if China's militarization in the South China Sea continues. RIMPAC is the world's largest multinational maritime exercise, hosted every 2 years by the U.S. Pacific Command. The Navy has described its aim as helping participants foster and sustain the cooperative relationships that are critical to ensuring the safety of sea lanes and security in the world's oceans. China has participated in RIMPAC in 2014 and 2016. The United States is committed to a free and open Indo-Pacific, which includes freedom of navigation in the region. China's militarization of the disputed islands contributes to elevated tension and instability. We have called on China to remove the military systems immediately and to reverse course on the militarization of disputed South China Sea features, Lieutenant Colonel Logan said. We believe these recent deployments and the continued militarization of these features is a violation of the promise that Chinese President Xi made to the United States and the world not to militarize the Spratly Islands.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.